Better Watch Out, written by Countless Untruths, and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Keith looks up as the snow starts falling, smiling a little. And he stops listening at Jommy's retelling of his school day for a moment, just enjoying the cold.
Hey, everything fine?
And there's a hint of concern in Jommy's voice.
Just enjoying the peace and quiet,
Keith tells Jommy, shrugging. And then he rolls his eyes.
Because once I'm home, Shiro will be back at it.
He's trying to be like you. Give him a break.
It's scary, perhaps, that Jommy gets along so well with children. One of the first things that they talked about was that Jommy had always wanted a younger sibling. Still, Keith laughs a little, amused.
If he hears you say that, even though you're his beloved Peter Pan, he won't forgive you.
Jommy sticks his tongue out and Keith chuckles, hands deep in his pockets.
He's trying to convince my parents to let him stay awake during Christmas Eve. He wants to see Santa.
What's wrong about that? I used to do the same thing.
And when they said no, I sneaked out and tried to wait hidden. But I always fell asleep before midnight.
Why am I not surprised?
Keith asks, rolling his eyes. He reaches towards Jommy's hair and tussles his blonde hair, smirking.
You two will never grow up.
It's because you're already an old man. We have to balance that out.
Jommy laughs, ducking to get free from his hand. In one fluid movement, Keith sees Jommy bend over, get a fistful of snow and, not quite patient enough to make it a proper ball, Jommy throws it at him. It gives him enough time to move his arm to protect his face.
Hey!
But Jommy has already let his school bag fall, and he's making snowballs quickly, laughing, bright and eager and happy. So happy. It makes something warm unravel within Keith's chest. Something that is almost forgiveness.
Come on, old man. The loser buys hot chocolate for us both.
Keith almost remembers the way it always happens with Jommy. Fighting and blood and anger and pain. He almost remembers. Something that gives him nightmares every now and then. But Jommy is golden and bright and happy in front of him, and when he looks at him, Keith isn't looking at an enemy. Jommy frowns, concerned.
Keith?
But Keith shakes his head, dropping his school bag as well.
When I win, I'll make you buy me some cake as well.
As if! Jommy laughs again. And all is well.